Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2367, The Holiday Season, Training and Nutrition, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. The Holiday Season, Training and Nutrition, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. The holiday season is upon us. Thanksgiving has already come and gone. It's that time of year again. For many, the next month will include an abundance of holiday feasts and desserts. There may be work parties, family gatherings, and celebrations with friends. The gluttony that follows will lead many to proclaim New Year's resolutions. After all, something must be done to make up for the holiday splurge, right? Perhaps, but you don't need to wait until the new year. I'd rather self-correct a splurge with more immediate action. Doing so doesn't mean depriving yourself of the festivities that so many enjoy this time of year. It is entirely possible to enjoy the holidays and continue training without interruptions. Eat, train, repeat. Unfortunately, many seem to be confused about how to proceed during the holidays. At this time each year, my inbox fills with questions about what to eat and how to find time for exercise. My response to such questions is always the same. Eat whatever you want. That's what I do. I'm not ashamed to admit that I enjoy a Thanksgiving feast. I eat huge portions and finish myself off with multiple servings of dessert. Stuffing myself like a pig on Thanksgiving doesn't mean that I've abandoned a life of health and fitness, however. On Thanksgiving morning, I awoke early and exercised. I pushed myself hard, knowing what the day would bring. I did more than I would have on a normal Thursday morning. Later that day, I stuffed myself full and fought through a food coma as I continued to down slices of fresh apple pie. As nightfall came, I was stuffed and exhausted. I couldn't imagine living and feeling like that on a daily basis. Eating myself to the point that it was uncomfortable was fun for the day, but certainly not something I could do regularly. I wouldn't want to live feeling that way. I'd much rather feel energized and mobile. On Friday morning, I rose early and was right back in the gym. I never skipped a beat. I will continue through the weekend with intense workouts today and tomorrow. Nothing will change. One day of festivities won't ruin me. They won't change me. I am still the same person with the same passion. Making time to exercise isn't as difficult as many believe. The busiest person in the world has only 24 hours a day. Busy people don't have the luxury of living longer days. No matter who you are and where you live, you only get 24 hours each day. Prioritize what matters. By all means, enjoy the holidays, but don't view them as a time to throw your body under the bus. No one is too busy to exercise. It all boils down to priorities. We all have time for whatever we deem necessary. I'm always amazed that people will wake up in the middle of the night to go shopping on Black Friday. They will jump at the opportunity to buy something at a discounted price. If it means waking up at 3 a.m. and sitting in line for several hours, so be it. Meanwhile, many of the same people will complain that they don't have time to work out. Is it really that difficult to wake up 30 minutes earlier than usual to exercise? Imagine if everyone in the world started each day with a few sets of exercises such as push-ups, pull-ups, squats, and lunges. A simple 30-minute investment in yourself can go a long way. An added plus is that you won't need a Black Friday coupon. Everyone has the same right to perform the same exercises each day. You don't need to wait for the newspaper flyers to tell you where the sales are. Any room in your house will do. Take action. You aren't too busy to exercise, and you don't need anything fancy to get started. And if you want to get started, go get started. Don't tell people that you want to start working out. Start working out. The holiday season isn't a reason to abandon your body. Flip the switch on the typical excuses and turn the season into something positive for yourself. I always work extra hard during the winter months. I know that I'll be enjoying time with family and friends. It serves as an extra incentive to push myself to new personal bests in the gym. There isn't a turkey or apple pie in the world that could slow me down. I will keep moving forward, with or without the holidays. You just listened to the post titled, The Holiday Season, Training and Nutrition, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When Ross was describing how he recovers after the Thanksgiving holiday, he said something so important that I have to repeat it. I never skipped a beat. Nothing changed. One day of festivities didn't ruin me. It didn't change me. I am still the same person with the same passion. Those words say it all, because no matter how much you ate over the holiday or will eat over the upcoming holidays, the most important thing is to stay on track. We cannot let one evening of holiday eating make us feel as though all of our progress is now lost. All is not lost. Instead, we admit that we enjoyed ourselves and then get right back to our usual routine. Look, this is coming from someone who a few years ago managed to gain 8 pounds over the holidays. Why? Looking back, I realized that I let my overeating over the holidays change me and change my habits. I let those extra pieces of Halloween candy and slices of pie change my habit. Instead of not skipping a beat, I skipped beats. But no more. I learned from that experience. This is still my favorite time of year, even though I know I can overindulge at times. But I no longer allow these moments to get me off track. Like Ross, I now look forward to the holidays as a time to set new personal records, to amp up the intensity. It fuels that intensity, so that by New Year's Day, I may have even reached some of my goals ahead of schedule. All right, that'll do it for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back here tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.